Miss Houston, we're reading you okay. Go ahead.
Okay, just wondering, Joe. I'm just playing with the Army. I'm just playing with the Army to hold on to you until we get to the final burn attitude, and then you recommend Delta.
Roger, that's affirmative. And did you go all the way through P-30?
We stopped before we got the final countdown. It was over an hour at that time.
Okay.
We got the Delta V's. Joe, did you want us to go all the way through P-30?
Rog, I guess it appears down here that you didn't get your external Delta V flag set, John.
Yeah,
we did go through it. We're going through it as soon as we finish this P-52.
Oh, okay. Mighty fine, then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're planning to go through it again. We just wanted to check that you got the values loaded in there and we got a comp out of it. Yeah, we understand.
Okay, sorry about that. Press on. Then, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger. Gino, are you on high gain antennas now?
That's a negative. I'm on Omni Bravo.
Okay. Thank you very much. Fine, Gino. Thank you.
about 30 minutes from loss of signal. You heard Gene Cernan report that the spacecraft is configured right now with the Omni antennas, which accounts for the somewhat noisy communications we're getting. Apollo 10 is currently at an altitude of 64.6 nautical miles, approaching apogee, which we now show at 68.8 nautical miles. The spacecraft orbit perigee is 52.8, and the orbital weight of the command and service module is 36,685 pounds. At the present time, the Apollo 10 crew is involved in a Program 52 platform alignment. The purpose of this is to get the stable platform aligned in preparation for the trans-Earth injection maneuver.